Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Somewhat of a grisly discovery over the weekend in Del Mar off of Delaware Avenue in Albany. And the body was discovered. It now looks like at least authorities suspect no foul play involved.
That's right. Police in the town of Bethlehem, where the body was found on Saturday by a hunter walking through the woods, had a press conference yesterday, and they said it is an adult woman, and she had lived in the capital region, and she had been missing since September. They ruled out foul play in her death, and they have not disclosed who she is until they contact her family. But there's nothing more to it to worry about, according to the police commander, Adam Hornick.
Of course, the tax plan is getting quite a bit of a reaction in the Northeast, as many of the states targeted are worried about how much it will hurt their citizens. And to that end, the governor of New York, the coming governor of New Jersey, and governor of California got together to rail against it.
Right. They had a telephone conference with reporters on Monday. Of course, they're big tax states, so the people in California, New Jersey, and New York especially will be most affected if that is part of the final bill that goes to the president for his signature. Governor Cuomo is calling the result a possible double taxation. He's questioning whether it's legal. He's talking about the possibility of having a lawsuit to block that aspect of the Republican tax bill. Of course, it still has to be negotiated between the Senate and the House of Representatives, so they don't know if that's going to be in there. But it will really affect big tax states like New York and New Jersey, because residents won't be able to deduct their state income taxes when they file their federal return.
A land vote today in the Shenandoah School District. Explain this.
Yeah, it's a big deal. About a year ago, the school board decided to sell 34 acres of prime woodland right in the heart of the town of Clifton Park, a very busy area. And this woodland bordered a couple of elementary schools, and it was going to become a new supermarket. But people got a referendum up in April, and they voted it down 2-1. And now they've negotiated with the town of Clifton Park, who wants to buy it and turn it into a permanent park. And the vote is today. Polls have opened at 7 a.m., and they'll be opened at 9 p.m. tonight.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.